Last week, we started the topic of Ahmed Ibkar, the chosen people, Kuzari, and the Khaber begin a conversation about the possibility of different levels of creation, different levels of people in this world. And we left off last week with final comment of the Kuzari, and he couldn't think about the possibility of there being a higher level of a person. There's four levels of creation we spoke about last week. Domain, that's like rocks and sticks, things that don't grow. Somad, things that grow. Chai, animal kingdom. And Midaber, human, the human race. And within humanity, there could be smart people, there could be people that are less smart. There could be people with dark skin, light skin, red hair, blonde hair. They're all humans at the end of the day. So the king, the Kuzari, could not come up with a different kind of idea. So the Khaber responds to this in paragraph 41. That's where we begin. Let's read together. Amar Khaber, starting again, top of 41. Let's say we could find a Superman who could walk through fire and not be burned, or he could go without food and not starve, who could radiate from his face, Zohar, Shayna, Ayni, Chololi, Sakal, but nobody could even look at that face, so bright. Let's say we could find such a person. V'lo yechala, can't get ill, won't get weak, when it comes time to die, he can just die, he can just leave the world whenever he's ready, of his own choice, almost. Person like goes to sleep. He can go to sleep when he wants. Knowing the past and knowing the future. What was and what will be. Mr. Kuzari, would you not agree that this is considered higher than a regular person? That this person, if there could exist such a person, is higher, is on a higher level than others? So Kuzari says, yeah, that sounds really, you know, really impossible. But if there would be such a person, paragraph 42, Amala Hazot Elohit Malachotit, it's almost like an angel, it's almost like godly, to be able to not have any physical needs, you can go without food, you can go through fire and not get burned, etc. If it actually exists, and this is something that's really incredible, something that's really amazing. It's really not in this world. It must be something godly, angelic. Zemi Dina Yan Elohi must have some connection to God, some connection to godliness. Lomina Sikhli. It can't be that this is like a regular human being. So the Kuzari agrees that there could be such a thing. So the Khaber says, there is such a person in the history of the world. His name was Moshe. Paragraph 43. He says, there was such a person who went 40 days and 40 nights. He didn't eat, he didn't sleep, he didn't drink. He walked through fire, no problem. So wouldn't you agree that he comes from a different kind of level? Now the Kuzari, remember last week, we just said it before. The Kuzari could never have fathomed there could be such a thing as a different level of person. And here the Khaber is telling him, but there exists such a person. And not only that, look at paragraph 43. Tzatare Navi Shalana. These are some of the descriptions of our prophet, Moshe. Asher Ein Olam Cholek. Every other religion. He spoke to the Christians, he spoke to the Muslims. Everybody believes in the prophecy and the greatness of the prophecy of Moshe. So if everybody agrees to it, then everybody agrees to all of these incredible qualities about him. And it was through him that Moshe, he led the Jewish people. He taught us the Torah. He goes on to say exactly what Moshe brought us. He taught us secrets of creation. How the world was created. Top of the left side of the page. What people were like before the flood, even though Moshe wasn't there. He knew about past events, future events, and all these things. He told them about how language developed, how the Jewish people came from Shem, Ham, and Yafet, and Noah, and so on and so forth. And he gave an exact minute by minute, play by play, detail by detail of the entire creation, of the entire process from creation of the first human, Adam, all the way down to today. So the Kuzari says back, it's pretty impressive. You have such an accurate description of history. So we're going to pause here for a minute and I just want to explain exactly what this means and what this has to do with the topic of last week and the topic that we're discussing now. I want everybody to listen very carefully because it's important we talk about a sensitive issue such as Jewish people as a chosen people, that we don't get the wrong understanding of it. So listen very carefully, because there's one problem here, I don't know if anybody picked up on that. Moshe is one person. So just because Moshe was really unique and really special and really holy and really not so much in the physical world, but all the Jewish people, all of us as a nation, so what does that mean? Let me explain how this works. Moshe, when he was up on Mount Sinai, he was told at the end of his time there that the Jewish people were sinning with the golden calf. So God says to Moshe, it's time to go down. You have to go down. You know why? Because your nation is sinning. So the Gemara says, the reason why Moshe was having a very holy experience up there. He's in a very holy place. So why does God tell Moshe to go down? He says, Moshe, the only reason you came up here in the first place is because of the Jewish people. Which is another way of saying that Moshe's greatness was only a result of him being part of the Jewish people. You can't have such a thing as something special coming from something that doesn't have that special quality. Okay. So Moshe, everything that Moshe had to also be in the Jewish people. Because Moshe came from the Jewish people. So what does that mean? That means that we as a people have these qualities that Moshe has. Maybe if I tried to walk through fire, I would get burned. But that doesn't mean that somewhere inside the inner essence, the soul of the entire Jewish people, we have such abilities. So what does it actually mean that we're a chosen people? Here's what the Kuzari is trying to say. Don't take this the wrong way. Listen very carefully. What it means to be a chosen people is that God, unconditionally, whether you keep the Torah, whether you keep the mitzvah, whether you're an observant Jew, whether you're religious, whether you're right wing, you're left wing, none of that matters. A Jew is a Jew. You're part of the nation, you're part of something special. Because God chose us not because of what we do or how we act, because even when we don't do the right thing, God still chooses us. God still stays close to us. We all know that from Jewish history. So chosen people means unconditional. Unconditional. No matter what we do as a people, as individuals, as a nation, as communities, God chose us. Am Zuya Tzartali. God created us. He gave birth to us as a nation, as a people. What that means is not that we're better than anybody else, not that we're above other people. It means that we have a very unique, special connection. An ability to have a connection that other people can't have. In 1975, there was a resolution in the United Nations. It's called Resolution 3379. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Resolution 3379 said that Zionism is racism. 1975, democratic country, democratic process. Someone gets up, stage, United Nations, and says, state of Israel is a racist state. What does that mean? Essentially, we discriminate. We discriminate against others. I don't know if anybody knows this, but in the land of Israel, the country of Israel, the state of Israel, 3/4 of the country are Israelis. 1/4, 25%, are Arabs. And they have equal rights. Equal rights as citizens, they have passports, Israeli passports. They have access to all public, private sectors of business and jobs. Many Arabs work side by side with Israelis. Zionism is not racism. A few minutes or a day after this announcement came to the United Nations, a minister, I think it was a minister, one of the leaders of the civil rights movement here in the United States, he got on the radio and he said, how could you call the state of Israel a racist state? And he started to list countries in the world who discriminate against minorities, Christian minorities, and other religions that reside in their countries. And he was listing country after country after country. And he said, Israel? State of Israel? Equal rights to all citizens. Calling it racist? This resolution was revoked after time. But the fact that it was said comes from somewhere. So we're gonna conclude with this piece, and we're gonna continue on this topic next week. But the final statement is that the Chaver wants the Kuzari to understand that being a Jewish people means that we were given something special, connection to God that's special, that no other people have, but that doesn't give us the right or the power to subjugate, to suppress, to enslave, to discriminate against other people. In fact, it's really an opportunity to be an Am Segula, to be an Am HaNibchar. It's an opportunity to walk the streets, like many people have written in their blog posts, to walk the streets as a proud Jew. I have something beautiful to share with the world. That is what I believe the Kuzari is trying to tell us. We've been given that gift and that opportunity, so let's use it the right way. Everybody have a wonderful day.